Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Yeah. It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't talk about politics on the show, and we're not going to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the world is divided. Some people think this way. Some people think that way. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse or worse or whatever. But I feel there are things that no matter where you fall on any spectrum, we can all go, yeah, no, that's true. There are universal truths. There are things we can all agree on. I'll start. And I want to say this. If anybody disagrees, then I'm wrong and we move on to the next person. We want people to call in. Like, what is something just no matter what we can all, because there are people, Erica brought this up the other day. There are people who might want to call and go, candy corn sucks. And I'm going to tell you this. That is not something we can all agree on.
That is not a universal truth.
In this room, you're in fighting territory. If you call and say,
I'm really craving something.
Me too. I thought about going
Aaron,
to
what the F is wrong with you?
Why are you always yelling at me?
Because you always bring in that huge tub of them and you have not done it this year.
I'm sorry.
I think we can all agree that Aaron has dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Can we all agree that Aaron has dropped the ball?
We can.
There it is. Noted. Here's mine. No one can fold a fitted sheet.
Yeah.
We can all agree on that.
Yep.
Like when you get it out of the box that first time, you're like, how was that in there?
I think there are people out there who can.
No.
But I think they have done nothing else with their life.
Yeah.
Wizards.
I know that you're supposed to like go to the inside corner. Yeah.
You're supposed
actually,
to reach in and like.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. I get it together and then I roll it up.
Oh. Because here's my thing.
I try better than that.
No. I like having a backup, as we learned on our show. I like having a backup of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want backup sheets, but I can't because I can't put them away. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
You'd rather wash and put it right back on than have a backup.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. Mm-hmm. I put them right back on.
Yeah, it's the one thing, when I fold the laundry, I don't ever fold a fitted sheet. And then we have crib sheets too, more fitted sheets, like the kid sheets, and I just leave it. And they get put away, but I've never seen my wife do it.
So do you think she knows
easier.
How to fold one?
I don't know. That's what I don't know if she's got like a guy for that or something. That
she's got a wizard.
Yeah, something's going on. I've never seen it happen.
So did we agree that mine is okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's one for me. Who wants to try one?
Well, I had one, and then I remembered that Hack wouldn't agree.
Oh.
What do you think it was? Because his vote doesn't really count.
Right. Okay. It was no matter what mood you're in, seeing a dog will brighten your day.
I think even Hack would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good.
He doesn't crave it.
It's not about like you have to pet it or whatever, but sometimes you're just like, I saw a dog today.
Aaron is one of those people. My daughter is one of those people that I have to like, you have to grab them because they're like, oh, a dog. And they start going, I'm like, you don't know those people. Will you stop? And it's like, also, we have to get, we're going to a funeral. Like,
oh. Yeah, so definitely let me go up to the dog and I'm going to ask if it's okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm not just going to go
know,
up
like,
to
you
it.
You and my daughter both do it and it's just like,
I do it
puppies.
Now too.
And you're like, what do you don't, you're that commercial where they're like, people are turning into their parents.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
I stopped a woman in Austria. She didn't really speak English. I just pointed to the dog and was like, can I pet? And the answer was yes.
Okay.
See?
Oh, but
no language barriers.
Yeah, honest. Dogs are universal.
Yep.
I do agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
And even Hack agreed. Mm-hmm. So we have two things on the universal truths list. Universal.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. We believe that Sean Connery saying universal. All right. So we'd like you to call and tell us the thing that you think everyone on the planet agrees with. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I have some opinions on eating food in a tiny shared space. I feel like that's not going to hit. So
not universal.
It's also not a tiny space.
Okay. It's pretty tiny.
All right. The wafting of your food would say otherwise.
I got to eat.
But I love that you know, you did the little passive aggressive thing. You just got a shot across the bow before you do your actual thing. Okay,
younger sisters. I know how to do it. Yeah. I think we can all agree on this. We were watching a movie on TV the other day, and it was like, I don't remember what one it was, but it's an old movie, like not recent. It's at over 10 years old. And then the movie's over, and then they show the credits. But they've sped up the credits because they realize no one cares. So they're just flying through. Yeah. You can't read it at all. And I just think we can all agree, after a few years, we get it. You made the movie. You don't have to show the credits if you're showing a movie on TV.
1,000,000% disagree.
Why?
If they're showing them fast, who cares?
If that was my name, I want it there. I want to see it. I don't care how many times.
But you're watching. Like, you're not watching it on TNT on a Saturday at the Hack House.
Else. It's been years. Yeah. It's been years since you've worked on this movie. You got to do something else.
And maybe I have, and my name is on other credits. But yeah.
Then you get your fill.
Yeah, you get your fill from the movie that's new.
I don't agree.
The slow one.
I agree.
I agree with who? You agree with Aaron?
No.
With Tiak? Yeah. So do I. This is sad that you didn't get the universal. The great news for you is Aaron's probably going to do one, and you can just, as she's speaking, go,
this is just like the Nopes.
It is. It's like,
no.
Go ahead and try. Like, you just shot him down hard. So what's yours? What's your universal trick?
I'm trying to think of something that's so hard for Hack to say no to.
Well, there's one that's in my mind that I know I would say universally, but it's food related.
Okay.
Black licorice is the worst.
Yeah.
I will just say this, and I'm not trying to defend Hack. Mm. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I had an uncle, Clinton, rip. It was the only candy he ate.
No.
Happened to him as a child or something. I agree with you. It's the worst. I think even anything adjacent to it.
Yeah.
Like, what's the... ouzo or whatever, like the Greek liqueur has a black licorice.
Oh, yes.
I don't flavor go near black licorice or mezcal.
Oh, mezcal's smoky.
I hate it. So.
Okay, but a whole country of people who love mezcal, I don't think your universal truth. I would like to know who black licorice is for.
Do you eat it?
Other than my deceased.
No, I don't eat it.
So I agree. This room.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like food ones are easy, so like I'm not fully taking.
No,
that
they're
point.
Not because I think you could go to like almost anybody. I'm the exception to this one. 99% of people would say ranch goes with everything.
Yeah,
and yeah, it doesn't.
Sure,
does. Ranch is the worst. It's
no. I don't know what happened to you as a child.
We can talk about it later.
Okay. You ever dip the blast?
You want to start over?
No. Nope. We can all agree that I'll just stop.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what you were
trying
to say.
I don't know what you were. I think he was trying to say dip.
Dip was what I was trying to say.
Dip and now, what?
I'm not even going to say it. It was the dumbest thing
black
to say.
Black licorice and ranch.
There you go. It was the dumbest thing to say, and I fumbled it so hard. We can all agree.
The T-Shack should not be T-Shack.
Oh!
Okay.
Why don't we get the
people to go, let's do this.
All right. Universal truth. And if you're wrong, we're just nuking you.
Okay.
It's like, and by the way, if you go political, you won't even get through.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a universal...
Okay. Universal.
Universal truth. We'd love to hear from you. We're not dipping around here.
Ha, ha, ha.
303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we're talking universal truths. It got a little heated in the room.
Mm-hmm. But, there's a scent in the room as I come in.
It's delicious, isn't
interesting.
It?
I said I hadn't had lunch yet.
Someone did.
I thought we all agreed.
Someone did text in. It's a universal truth that strong smelling foods should not be allowed in an office.
I'm not seeing that text.
Fish shouldn't be allowed in an office.
Yeah. What are you eating right now?
A Caesar salad.
What's a Caesar salad made out of?
No, this is from Trader Joe's. There's no real anchovies in this.
What? I'm sorry. Yes, there is. That's what a Caesar salad is. They don't. No. It's ground up in the dressing. It is.
She's reading the ingredients. One second.
No mention.
It's on there.
Oh, in the Caesar dressing.
It's like the biggest salad of all time.
I think this video is amazing.
You're going to need to help her hold it.
It looks like the space shuttle's about to land on her head.
No mention.
There is anchovies in Caesar dressing.
Mention.
Yes, normally, yes, but this is from Trader Joe's.
Right, they're not going to be like dishing out anchovies.
I have a universal truth that I think would work, except Hack's in the room.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try it anyway, because I've trained
count.
Him a little bit.
Okay.
If you go to a steakhouse, a high-end steakhouse.
You might lose me, but go ahead.
I personally feel you need to get your steak cooked somewhere medium or below, but I'm not even going to make that the thing, because I'm a rare plus guy. There needs to be red in your steak, but that's not my universal truth.
Okay.
If you go to a nice steakhouse.
Okay.
Del Frisco's, Shanahan's, Eddie V's, Ocean Prime, STK, A5.
I've heard of all of those.
Yeah, I've only been to one.
If you ask for steakhouse, they should be able to beat you to within an inch of your life.
You said ask them for steakhouse.
Steak sauce. Sorry. Oh. Steak sauce.
I'm sorry.
You.
No.
They have made you a steak. They have dry aged a steak. Mm. They are... If you want steak sauce or steakhouse, as I apparently said earlier, then get a rancid one at Denny's. Perfect. And do that. But
what,
like, don't go to a nice
girl.
Place and order Heinz 57. What are you doing?
Ketchup?
Or A1?
Nah.
Ketchup on your steak?
Oh. No, sorry. You said Heinz 57. I thought you were talking about ketchup.
No, Heinz 57
also,
is a steak sauce.
Hell yeah, ketchup on my steak.
Even I don't do that.
I don't do it like often, and I really... I'll go to a steakhouse and not order steak.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
If you go to a place that specializes in something, that's another that I think is a universal truth. If you're at a nice restaurant and you're like, oh, I see that you make cacio e pepe. Here's what I would do. And it's like, then don't order that. If you have changes to it, don't order it.
Well, I wouldn't change. I'm not asking them to change it. I'm just asking for a little sauce.
I think Erica brings her own Caesar salad to the steakhouse.
She does! Joel...
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's your universal truth?
That greeting we're known for.
Universal truth is the exception rule. There's exception to every single rule you've ever heard, including the exception rule.
Ooh.
What is this?
What? There's an exception to every rule, including
the exception.
The exception rule. Which means there are some rules that don't have an exception.
Exactly. Yeah, in general we like to think is black and white. You usually can't say that, but every single time there's going to be an exception to any single rule you can think of or come up with.
I think you're on a cerebral level that is higher than what we.
You're
can
not
reach.
That bright. Yeah. And let me get you your ketchup for your steak.
Yeah, and my anchovy-less salad.
Okay, wait. Can I read another text before we go back to the phones?
Yeah, sure. I have a good one too.
This is amazing.
Good text.
everyone, every single person stalks their ex at least once.
Yes.
To the people
that is
who
a
are,
unit. And
the
if you
people
go,
who
like,
are only doing it once, what are your secrets?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I'm burnt bridge. I like scorched earth, bye, done.
But you'll still get circle at least once.
Yeah.
Still circle back and look.
Like, I don't, every like 6 months, you're like, not like any longer, but right after.
You gotta
give it a check-in.
It's pathetic as hell.
And if any of Slacker's exes are listening, don't take this as like a reason to reach out or do.
No, I don't need that energy right now.
He's not circling back, so don't reach out.
Steve.
Yay.
Universal truth. What's yours?
Okay, so seats. If you're on an airplane or you're in the theater, you just hope nobody sits next to you. You're like, oh, I just wish the seat would stay open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a universal truth.
Absolutely.
You want it so bad. But let me tell you, Tiak has taught me this. Like, you're sending the wrong... As soon as you go, I don't want this, the universe didn't hear the don't, and they will put somebody in that seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not like you dislike people. You just want a little elbow room.
You can't tell the universe, I don't want this to happen, because that exact thing will happen.
You're
so
weird.
If you're staring at that FTC going...
say, I hope this stays open.
Yeah.
You should say, this will stay open.
This will, I have plenty of room.
I could eat my black licorice.
Yep. Something like that.
Yeah, I have.
What about a Caesar salad?
Okay, what's some of the other texts?
Oh, I don't know. My computer's broken, so I can't see anything.
Reading the book is always a better story than the movie version.
Yes.
Some of us don't read. Hey, it's universal truth.
Then you don't know. You
then
only
you
know
should
half
try
of it.
To read sometime.
But I have read.
I finished a book this morning.
You can't be mad when you're eating ice cream.
Oh, I could probably
ice cream headache.
I
can do
one.
I think I could actually eat some ice cream.
Okay.
Corgi butts are sincerely the best.
Yeah. Really similar to dachshund butts.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.